Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's time for second date update on the Wake Up Call. Say good morning to Marissa. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Jack and Marissa met on Tinder, and according to Marissa, hit it off right away. Marissa suggested they meet up for drinks at her favorite karaoke bar. Jack was totally cool with that. Marissa said that Jack didn't really want to sing any songs, but figured it was probably just first date jitters. So she did a few songs throughout the night. They both had a really good time. A few days after the date, Marissa, you were telling us off the air that you hadn't heard anything from him, and you decided to message him to see if he'd want to go out again, but he never responded. So you came to us hoping to figure out why Jack doesn't want a second date. Did everything go well with the karaoke thing?
Yeah, everything went well. You know, of course, I assumed he didn't want to, you know, participate because he was nervous. You know, it was our first date. And me being the amazing person I was, I, you know, went ahead up there to try to make him feel more comfortable. And he seemed to really enjoy it.
And there's nothing you can think of that would be a reason why he doesn't want to go out with you again?
No. I mean, we had a great time. I'm amazing.
Oh, boy.
Right? Do you think he is embarrassed that he didn't have the guts to karaoke and you did?
I thought that. That's why I reached out to him, to let him know it was okay. Like, I understand everybody can't be as outgoing as I am.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question. It's going to make more sense here in a little bit. How many drinks would you say you guys had throughout the course of the evening?
I would say about maybe 4 to 5 apiece.
Okay, but we'll get to that in a second.
Let's talk to Jack then.
Jack, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, this is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. This is where we get people on the phone to kind of find out why they haven't had the opportunity to have a second date with someone. And we were calling about your date with Marissa. What can you tell us about your date with Marissa?
We had a date. It was a karaoke date, I guess.
And how did it go?
Right. She told us all that. She also told us that you don't want to go out with her again, so we're just trying to figure out why.
Honestly, it was the most awkward date I've ever been on. And I'm not a karaoke guy. If I would have realized it was a karaoke bar, I would have suggested someplace else. But, yeah. So,
well, what made it so awkward?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'll just be honest. She sang all the songs to me.
I'm not sure I know what that means.
Like, I don't know what that means.
You know, she got.
She sang them, like, at you.
Oh, at
yeah,
you.
Just, like,
so she locked eyes on you, and this was like a Jack performance.
It was just a little too intense.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
Who suggested the karaoke bar, Jack?
She did.
But he said he didn't realize that it was a karaoke bar when she suggested it.
I mean, karaoke's a terrible place for a first date.
It does seem bad.
An absolutely worst place.
Can I ask a question? And I feel like this is really important. What did she sing at you?
Great question.
A number of songs, one of which... It was a Nine Inch Nails song.
Oh, was it? Was it Hurt?
No. It was Closer.
Or not? Oh, Closer.
I want to blank you like an animal.
Yeah.
Which is a very dirty song.
What can get her? What karaoke bar even has that as an option?
They actually, that's a pretty popular song that people karaoke.
It is.
Yes, I know. It's shocking. Marissa, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so Marissa, say hi to Jack.
Again.
Hi, Jack.
Hey.
Okay, so Marissa, were you singing all of your songs at Jack?
I don't remember doing that really, but if I did, so what? I probably was trying to make him feel more comfortable to join me on stage.
I don't know that that would make me more comfortable. And I am a person that is pretty comfortable with getting on stage.
I'm a performer. When you feel the connection and it's there.
Right, I guess. This was a terrible idea for a date from top to bottom. Never once during the blueprint for this date would I have signed off on this if I was the foreman.
Do you consider yourself a good singer?
Absolutely.
So did you want to go to a karaoke bar so you could show them how good of a singer you are?
Yeah, usually that wins people over, so I don't understand what his problem was.
I asked Marissa before we had Jack on the phone about how many cocktails did you have. Jack, if you had to guess how many drinks you had during the course of this Grammy award-winning performance, what would you say?
Not enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.